It's always a mad dash to get everything done before the holidays. And after you get back to work, it can take a few days to readjust and find your rhythm. So, to help you hit the ground running for the holidays, today we're sharing the 5 things we recommend you do during your first week back. And in the meantime, happy holidays from all of us at Veritas Group.
Welcome to the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group, featuring Richard Perry and Jeff Schreifels. Twice a month, we bring you the latest and best thinking about major gift fundraising, so you can develop authentic relationships with your major donors. Here are your hosts, Richard and Jeff.
Welcome to the podcast today. I'm Jeff Schreifels, and I've got Richard Perry here with me. You know, you may be anxiously looking toward the end of the week and the start of the holiday season. And whether you're taking off next week or not, we hope that you're able to have some time to take a break and have some time with loved ones.
I know. I mean, even if you're taking some time off in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be busy. It's just sure to be busy as you send out, you know, your final reminders and you write thank you notes and any of the other last of the year tasks. I mean, but once the dust is settled, here's the question. What should your focus be for after the holidays?
That's a good one. Well, that's what we're going to be discussing today. So you have a clear plan of action. Once you're back in the office in the new year, Richard, why don't you kick us off with the first tip we recommend? Now, just to let you know, we've got 5 tips here.
5 of them, yep.
5 tips. And Richard, why don't you start with the first tip on what happens the first week back in January?
Well, I'd say that tip number one is basically stay vigilant. Stay vigilant with gift processing.
Huge. Now this,
I mean, we talk about this all the time, Jeff, about the back office and how important the back office is.
Yes.
To the whole front end donor thing. I mean, it really is. And how many stories have we heard of checks being lost or receipts not going out properly? Or, I mean, basically, well, a donor.
Especially at this time of year, you've got that great story, Richard.
Yeah. Well, it was it's February 10th. I'll never forget this. February 10th of a year or two ago, I'm in a major nonprofit. And I see this table with I would say anywhere from 800 to 1,000 envelopes stacked on it.
Wow.
And I said, "Well, what's this?" "Oh, well, these are gifts from donors that we haven't processed yet." I said, "You mean from Christmas? You mean from December?" And yes. And I said, "Do you mind if I look at one of them?" And so I picked up the envelope and I said, "Oh, I've noticed you've taken the checks out." "Oh yeah, we take the checks out immediately and bank them the day they arrive." I said, "Oh, so you're taking care of the money, but not the donor." And no. you remember, Jeff, that this is the same organization that had huge, huge client. I mean, not client, value attrition, where you had millions of dollars going out the door because donors were giving less, but the finance department could not support additional labor during the holiday season to process things right.
I know, it's a tragedy, and
it is.
So many nonprofits blow it.
Yeah.
So like, if you're listening to this, this is an opportunity for your organization and you as a fundraiser to rise above all the other nonprofits out there that are going to blow it this year.
Yep.
If and you keep can those stay donors out in front of this thing, you're going to be way ahead of everyone else because no one is doing this properly. And so this is why you're saying, hey, this is probably the number one thing you do when you get back is look at all the gifts that have come in. Are they being receipted properly? But not just that. Also, Richard, it's, you know, are you doing it the right way as far as, you know, yes, are you getting the receipt letter out? But also for those donors that are giving those big gifts, are you thanking them properly?
Calling
them, all of those things.
The thank you notes, if our gift was supposed to be received by year end and you don't see it posted,
yeah,
you know, where is it? What's going on? I mean, another, be vigilant, stay vigilant about gift processing and everything that's happening on the back end. Very, very important.
All right. So that's tip number one. Stay vigilant about gift processing. Thank your donors promptly. All right. Here's the second tip. Do a year-end review.
Yep.
So this is a great time, you know, like now that the year is done, everything's, you know, you've done all this work in December and everything else through the whole year. Now's the time to dedicate some chunk of your time in that first week back and look at what were the strategies that worked for you? What didn't? Yeah. What do you think you need to be to be more successful this year versus last year? And then what opportunities do you want to pursue this year that last year set you up for? So
you know, this is so interesting, this year in review, Jeff, because so many people don't do that.
No, because they just keep going, right?
You just keep going and doing the same. Well, like, I mean, we both know, and anyone listening knows, that there's a whole bunch of stuff that doesn't work, and there's a bunch of stuff that does work. Well, what is that? What are you going to do more of? What are you going to do less of?
Yeah.
As a result of the analysis of the results.
Yeah, like things like, well, what were some of the touch points that I sent out that were effective? What didn't seem to resonate? So take stock of that. Okay. A majority of the donors that I sent this out to, I didn't hear a peep from. But when I did this kind of a touch point,
yep.
Gosh, okay, what were the differences there? What do I need to do differently this
year? Yep. So important to be have critical thinking in that. All right. Tip number three, do a caseload review and prepare for a refresh. And what we mean by that is now you've gotten past the, at least here in the United States, you've gotten past the biggest giving season. And so you now know what the donor has done or not done.
Right.
And so now you have to start assessing that. Oh, this donor, I expected this, but apparently they've gone away. Hopefully you know why they have.
Right.
But maybe you need to move some donors to mid-level or back into direct mail. Or there's something else you need to adjust. The point is to look at all of that and reassess the entire caseload in terms of should they be on the caseload, should they be in a different tier. A complete review. I mean, we basically suggest a refresh of a caseload every 6 months.
That's right.
Every 6 months. So December, July, somewhere in there. I mean, January, July.
Yeah.
After the year ends. So it's very, very critical to do that caseload review. We find so many caseloads, Jeff, they just keep going with them.
No, I know. And that's why you see these large caseloads, because they just keep people on and adding people.
Yep.
I mean,
yep. So that's tip number three, do a caseload review and prepare for a refresh, which means you're actually going to do a refresh. You're not just going to like, oh, well, it's fine. We'll just keep going.
Yeah. All right. Good one. Tip number three. Now this is tip number four, and this is a little different, but make time to thank your team for all their hard work. So this is your internal team, all the people that help you be successful as a frontline fundraiser. And so what that means is you're reaching out to finance, the program people, the back end people that are receiving gifts, all the people that help you do what you do. There might be even volunteers or even your other fellow frontline fundraisers that work with you. This, I mean, you've done all this hard work, especially in December. Everyone's killing it. They're working extra hours.
I know, they're worn out.
They're doing everything. They're worn out. This is the time to write those little thank you notes, take some people up to lunch, you know, all the things that allow you to show your gratitude towards your colleagues.
So that's the outward facing tip.
Yeah.
And the inward facing tip is the tip number five. take some time for self-care. And even if you took some time off over the holidays, you still need to make some time and effort to prioritize your self-care to get back to work. I mean, so much happens after the year end where frontline fundraisers, development directors and so on, just like cannot catch their breath.
Right.
And the holidays can be a very draining and in a different way. You've just made it.
You got to deal with family and that stuff.
I know. So you got to really take a moment to identify your accomplishments and really celebrate your successes. And you don't need to feel like you got to just rush back in at full force into the work. Now, Jeff, we're saying this as if the person listening actually has control over all of that. I mean, so you have to, but you know, to the extent you can, you've got to take care of yourself or you won't be your best self for the work that you, the important work you got to do.
Exactly. All right. So let's just quickly go over these tips again, just to let you remind you. First of all, stay vigilant with your gift processing. Thank people appropriately and promptly. Tip number two, do that year in review. Look at overall strategies. What worked, what didn't work. Tip number three, do that caseload review and then refresh that. Remember, no more than 150 donors on that portfolio. So some people are going to come off, others are going to come in. Tip number four, make time to thank your internal team, what they did for you. And then finally, take that time for some self-care as well. Those are the five tips. That's what you do at the beginning of the new year, after all the work that you're doing right now in January. This is the five tips we give you.
And I suggest, Jeff, why don't you, you're listening to this now, is write those five things down and tape them next to your computer or somewhere where you're going to pay attention to them.
Great idea.
That you're actually intentional about it.
Great idea. Well, thank you, Richard, for joining me today and for this episode. And I hope this helps you set expectations for yourself and your team as you return from the holidays. And on behalf of our team, we hope you have a successful end of the year and a happy new year.
Yes, happy new year. Thank you.
Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us for the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group. Richard and Jeff also write an ongoing blog that you can subscribe to for free at veritasgroup.com. Please join us again next time.